You may begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Visiting educators fulfill a valuable role within the state's educational system by lending their local perspective and expertise in a specific policy matter to meet a compelling program or management need where there's a temporary void.
Excuse me for a minute. Let Madam Secretary establish a quorum here.
Lou? Excuse me. Senator Correa?
Here.
Yes.
Correa here. Ashburn?
Present.
Here, Benoit, Duchaney, Lou.
Here.
Lou here, Padilla, Wiggins.
Here.
Wiggins here.
Have a quorum? Yes. We have a quorum. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. AB 755 would return the concept of visiting educators to its original intent. It's been amended to limit visiting educators performing the duties of a represented class to a maximum term of 4 years. After 4 years, visiting educators may return to their local districts or make efforts to become permanent employees. This is only fair as 4 years is the same maximum time allowed for temporary employees at all other state agencies. These amendments were taken to compromise with the opposition that surfaced for jurisdictional reasons while still addressing the original problem that prompted the bill. I'm also adopting the technical amendment referenced in the committee analysis desired by all interested parties. I want to thank everyone for their hard work to reach agreement on this bill to protect the civil service process, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
So this committee will be adopting those amendments then. Those are the ones on page 3, line 16 through 17, striking out all temporary assignments or loans shall comply with a PIP.
Yes, that is correct.
Very good.
That is correct. Thank you.
Very good. Witnesses in support.
Helen Rothdown for SEIU Local 1000 in support.
And Don Kilmer, Local 1000 in support.
Other witnesses in support.
Good morning. I'm Steve Caldwell with State Personnel Board. Just wanted to let you know that we did remove our opposition formally as the bill was amended. So
you're in support?
Actually, we're in opposition right now, but I just wanted to let you know that.
Somewhere out there. Thank you. Other witnesses in support?
I'm in between.
Lupita Cortez Alcala on behalf of the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jack O'Connell. We are not opposed, and this the amendments reflected in this bill and the amendments adopted today reflect the compromise that will help settle a lawsuit regarding this issue as well. We really want to compliment the member, Assemblymember Brownlee, her staff, SEIU, as well as the State Personnel Board for helping to work out this compromise. Thank you.
Thank you. Others in support? Opposition? No opposition. Questions from the committee?
I move the bill.
The will of the committee is to move the bill. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Correa.
As amended.
As amended.
As amended.
Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Ashburn?
No.
Ashburn, no. Benoit? Duchaney? Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Wiggins?
Aye.
Wiggins, aye. Padilla?
That still needs one more vote. That item needs one more vote. We'll keep the roll open for a little bit longer. We'll put that measure on call, actually, and wait for a few of the members to come by.
We'll wait with you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I would suggest you try to track some of them down.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Only one left is Ms. Duchaney, so we'll keep it open for a while, okay? That is all the business for this committee today. Again, we will continue to hold this item, place it on call here, until additional members that are not here now show up to vote.
Pat,
yet, not yet.
Time is money, time is money. Put your fingers there. We're going to have to close down this committee on, oh, our last member, come on in. We'll lift a call on the measure that we have on call.
We have to wait for a quorum later,
Madam Secretary, call the absent members.
DeChaney.
Let me, just one statement before I vote on this bill. I understand what the author's doing, but I just want to say it ought to apply to the management too, and I don't know what that problem is, and I just think management oughtn't to be there more than 4 years consecutively either in temporary assignments. It's just not right. I understand you're not doing that in this bill, but for what it's worth, that was my only question, Mr. Chairman, was why we weren't doing it universally. I understand there may be some different issues there, but and the author sponsor isn't them, but just to make the point.
Thank you, Ms. Senator DeChaney.
Cheney, I.
The voice of
DeChaney, I.
Experience and history in this house. So we have, that item has four votes. That bill is out. And with that item out, concludes our business for today. This committee is now adjourned.